I'm Frankie Sutherland, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 4 of Ravens Weekly. 4 weeks, 4 episodes.
Hey, come on!
We've managed to pick up 3 points as well.
Hey!
And we signed Sam Wood.
Hey!
Coming up on this week's episode,
we catch up with new signing John Goddard.
We review the home win over Gateshead.
We catch up with Sam Wood following his return to Hayes Lane.
We look ahead to Wrexham and Havant fixtures.
And we round up by running through your favourite Bromley goals. Okay, so we're going to kick off this week's podcast by taking a look at new signing John Goddard. John joins on loan from Stevenage, where he's spent the past few months after joining from Swindon Town. And he's actually played in this league before for Woking for a couple of years. And his last season in particular with Woking was really, really good, really impressive. Scored a lot of goals, lots of assists, and got a lot of interest from football league clubs and ended up joining Swindon.
And Matt, you managed to catch up with him ahead of our match with Gateshead.
John, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels really good, you know. It's a good opportunity for me to come down here and really start enjoying my football again. Something that happened very quickly, which I think says a lot for both parties. You know, the manager obviously wanted to get me in, and as soon as I knew of the interest, I wanted to come here and be a part of it. So, yeah, very happy.
And you've had your first training session here with the boys today. How have you found it?
Really good, really welcoming. I was lucky enough to know a few of the lads. Spoke to Jack Holland yesterday, who's a bit of a legend down here, and know Frankie Raymond really well. So I spoke to them and they spoke very highly about everything here, which made it a lot easier for me as well to sort of come down. Adam Mecky as well, someone I know. So it's been an easy transition the first day.
And we've seen you play against Bromley a few times over the past few seasons. For those who haven't seen you play, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Attacking player. Like to get on the ball, like to try and make things happen. I think minimum requirements, obviously work as hard as I can and try and excite the fans a little bit, you know, run at people and get shots off and try and make things happen. So hopefully you can do that tomorrow.
And yeah, potentially straight into action tomorrow. How do you feel ahead of that?
Yeah, excited. You know, obviously it's a big game for us. We need to get some points, and the talent we got here, there's no reason, you know, why we can't get a positive result tomorrow. So be nice to play in front of the fans and hopefully we can do well.
John, welcome and thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Always good to hear from new arrivals. Obviously, John's first chance to impress was at the home game against Gateshead on the Saturday.
Yeah, so just like Dover last season, we played Gateshead 4 times and they actually failed to beat us on every single occasion. We started off with a victory at the Gateshead International Stadium thanks to 2 late goals. That was Louis Dennis's 83rd minute penalty and Brett Williams' 92nd minute winner. We were actually 1-0 down with 6-7 minutes to go.
You're
so to win that one. Yeah, that was one of the more comical celebrations I think you'll see. And then, of course, the famous FA Trophy ties. Oh. Obviously, beating them 3-2 at home and then that even more famous, perhaps 1-1 draw away. What great away support sticks Amazing. In my memory that day. And then it sort of hit a low a little bit and we had a terribly boring 0-0 draw with them at home in the league.
This one was always going to be a tough test with the form they were carrying into the match. You know, up there, right at the top of the table, having not lost the game. And on the day, as usual, myself and Matt were on hand to summarise events.
Hello everyone, we are here in the build-up to the Gateshead match and we're about to take you through the two teams, so I'll go through Bromley. David Gregory starts in goal, Toby Adebayo rolling, it's Frankie Sutherland, Roger Johnson captain today in the absence of Jack Holland, Frankie Raymond, Omar Bagil, Jordan Higgs, Mark Anthony Okoye, Jake Goodman, George Porter and debutant John Goddard starts his first match. The bench is Max Huckster, Dan Johnson, Bobby Joe Taylor, Reese Meekhams and Junior Agedi Azukwe. I'll go through the Gateshead lineup in a minute. James, what's your thoughts on that? Obviously a couple of injuries, but big chances for the players who are filling in today.
Absolutely, yeah. Jake Goodman coming into the side, it'll be a big one for him, obviously coming on in the week to make his debut on Tuesday, his full home debut today. Hopefully he settles in well to that back four and puts a good performance in. And also it's really exciting to have John Goddard join us, and for him to go straight into the starting lineup, hopefully he can impress the home fans this afternoon.
Absolutely. absolutely, really, really looking forward to seeing him. Obviously signed him on loan from Stevenage yesterday. I'm sure we'll hear further on that in this podcast. The Gateshead side, run through it quickly. In goal, Ainsley Pearce, Robbie Tinkler, the captain, Jack Hunter, Fraser Kerr, Greg Olley, Luke Armstrong, who's scored 4-4 so far this season, Stephen Rigg, John Mellish, JJ O'Donnell, Cameron Salkeld and Scott Bowden. And the bench is the subkeeper, Mark Foden, Cameron Thompson, Tom White, Lewis Maloney and Tom Devitt. Expecting a tough game this afternoon, James. Gateshead have had a really good start to the season.
Absolutely. They've had a massive journey today. They did it in one day, set off at 6:30 on the coach. Hopefully some tired bodies out there, and maybe Bromley can take advantage of that. But as you say, Gateshead have had a brilliant start to the season, almost a siege mentality at that club, you know, with all the stuff going on over summer. But they've performed really well. Hopefully this Bromley side can get their first win of the season against Gateshead. We'll just see how it goes.
Very interesting you touched on that, actually. It's very rare for a team to come that distance and do the journey on the day, so like you say, who knows, that might play a factor. I don't want to curse anything, but we were something of a bogey side for Gateshead last season. Obviously played them 4 times and they failed to beat us on every occasion, so let's hope we can keep that streak up today. It is going to be a very tough game, but like you say, the players filling in today, coming in, they want to make an impression, they want to cement a space in the team, and we'll hope that they're able to impress today. So we'll be back at half time. Okay, so we're half time here in the clash against Gateshead. The score is 0-0. We had a little bit of a disruption at the end of the half, which we'll go on to in a minute. James, pretty cagey opening 45 minutes. Not many chances for either side. Couple for Bromley, one or two for Gateshead, but overall, quite a cagey one.
Yeah, quite the opposite to last Saturday against Harrogate, where it was a very open early 45. Bromley not really creating too much. Omar had a good chance. I don't think Bromley have really tested the keeper as much as they've liked so far. And neither have Gateshead, to be honest. O'Donnell put in one wide from a couple of yards out early on, probably as close as they've got. They got another one out on the far side, just whipped in across and almost put Gregory under a bit of pressure, but it just drifted wide of the post. Neither side really testing the keepers at the moment.
And like you say, that Omar chance was when Ainsley Pearce, the Gateshead keeper, tried to clear the ball, tried to goal kick it, and it completely scuffed the ball. And it went to Omar Begill, who was in an offside position at the time, doesn't matter because it's an opposition player, went through on goal, and rather than just tucking it around the keeper, he tried to chip him, and obviously the goalkeeper stood his ground and made quite a simple save in truth. But moving on to what happened at the end of the half, unfortunately it looks like the referee may not be able to continue this game. There was a ball, I think, James, you might have seen it a bit better than me, booted off someone. It's deflected off another player into his head,
into his head, and a bit of a lengthy stoppage right before the break. He eventually, once the referee sort of got up, he blowed for half time, and we think
linesman blew for half time.
That's it. We think he's going to be replaced, possibly by the fourth official, Scott Rudd, will be coming into referee. So a bit of a strange one there.
So an eventful end to the first half there, and a slightly more eventful second half. Obviously one of the newest arrivals, Junior, sealing the win for Bromley in the end. Obviously the ball well over the line from where we were.
Very clear that one. The linesman was adamant straight away, wasn't he, with the decision on that one. Not the most entertaining game I think you'll see this season, but a well ground out 3 points it was, and it's always a big confidence boost to get that first win.
Absolutely, and the goal coming from one of our new set pieces, a long throw from George Porter.
And a flick on.
Absolutely.
Very old-fashioned.
Brilliant, it worked really well. And following the conclusion of the game there, Matt, you spoke to Neil Smith.
Neil, last week we pushed and pushed and pushed and we couldn't get there. This week we did. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm delighted for the players. You know, they've worked really hard, and the supporters. You know, they've been backing us in the sticky situation that we've had at the start of the season, but I think we thoroughly deserved it. It was a bit, you know, bare knuckle time at the end, but the boys have worked really hard. We probably played better last week and created more chances and should have won. Today, less chances, and you know, if someone said it would have been a draw, people would have said it was a fair result. But I think the hard work that these guys have put in since pre-season and the start of the season, I think they deserve that win, and hopefully just takes that little bit of relaxation off. We've got the win under our belt and we can, you know, kick on from there now.
And obviously injuries impacted your team selection today, particularly the loss of Jack Holland. How did the boys who
it was brilliant with the boys. We had two fitness tests, believe it or not, before the game. You know, won't say who they were, but the team and the squad was looking very thin, but they put themselves on the line for each other and for the team. Obviously missing Jake is always going to be a big loss, but Jake Goodman come in. I thought Roger was immense. I thought all the back five, you know, Frankie Raymond played wing back today to cover for someone. I thought he was outstanding. So to get the win in the circumstances that we had before the game, I think it's a massive achievement for those guys that are sitting down stretching now.
And the day after he joins, pretty much a full 90 for John Goddard. How's your reaction to his performance?
Yeah, you can see glimpses of what he's going to do. You know, he needs to train and get more games under his belt. But, you know, to come in yesterday and meet us for the first time to put a performance like that in, you know, he is on loan, yet he was putting himself in and about it, and he wanted to win as much as anyone else. So I think it's a great acquisition. He's a very good player, and I think, you know, when we get him a bit fitter than what he is, I think he'll be outstanding for us.
And a first goal for Junior Akedi Azukwe as well. He must be delighted. You must be really pleased.
Yeah,
bring him on as a sub.
Absolutely. He's played the last two games. He hasn't had the run of luck. It was go on there and just, you know, I think to be fair, I think Omar and George had run the back four of theirs ragged, and he's come on, you know, a long throw that Roger got the flick on, and he threw himself across the keeper and get the goal. You know, even when it went in, I was a bit dubious when I saw the linesman flagging for something, and it was because he said it had gone over the line. So no, I'm delighted for everybody. You know, I'm delighted for the club. You know, I'm hoping that now that this is the season that's started now.
We take a break from the Saturday Tuesday routine now, straight through to next Saturday away to Wrexham, and then the bank holiday Monday against Hammond at Waterlooville. Two games in 3 days. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, we are. Two massive games again. You know, Wrexham obviously are having a bit of a run. I don't know their result, but, you know, what it gives me now is a bit of time for the players to recover, because it has been so full on. You know, the injured boys have got another week to recover, and going into the two games over 3 days is a big ask for them. So, you know, hopefully we regroup, we get the players on board, and, you know, gives us a bit of a challenge on who we can pick for both the games.
Neil, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
And get the players on board is exactly what Neil did, including an additional player in the form of basically one of the worst kept secrets in recent Bromley footballing transfer saga / player registration drama. Don't really know what else to say. Obviously, Sam Wood, or Samuel Wood, as the FA want him to be known by when it comes to paperwork.
Yes, so as I'm sure most of you are aware now, 10 years after a great spell with Bromley ended, Sam Wood has signed from Eastleigh. It's great to have him back. He seems really, really pleased to be back at the club. The reaction from the fans, once it actually gets confirmed, I'm sure is going to be brilliant. So really looking forward to that. And
we've seen a few tweets already.
Yeah.
I'll tweet with the coach, photo of the coach. Someone's put Sam Wood on board.
Oh, well, I think the answer to that is quite clear now. But yeah, it's great to have him back on board, and look forward to seeing him back in a Bromley shirt. James, you actually managed to catch up with Sam and Neil Smith on the day that he signed.
Sam, welcome back to Bromley Football Club. You must be delighted.
Yeah, no, so obviously I was here, I think I left here about 10 years ago now. So yeah, one of the older lot now, but it's great to be back. I'm looking forward to the season.
As you say, it must be a homecoming for yourself. Got a home game coming up on Monday. You must be excited to get back out here and play.
Yeah, no, it's going to hopefully there'll be a few fans here, and hopefully they still remember me from then. Hopefully, and obviously we've got some new fans as well, younger fans, which is always good. But yeah, so it's going to be hopefully a good day on Monday. We'll see. Hopefully we get the 3 points as well to top it off.
So training with the lads for the first time, how was that? How was the sort of pace of it? Was it good?
Yeah, no, obviously it was, I'm used to it. I've been training anyway, so but to come in like I have, and obviously hopefully impress the gaffer, showing what I can do. And now the boys have been fantastic, welcome me. So yes, I'm looking forward to getting started.
We're just touching it. Games come thick and fast at this stage of the season. We've got Wrexham away on Saturday and Havant on Monday. What's your thoughts out of those games?
Yeah, obviously going to Wrexham away, it's going to be a tough game. They're up there at the top, so but any game, never an easy game in this league. So, but I'm not looking forward to it. Obviously, if we can get something out of the game, that'd be fantastic. And obviously, if we can obviously get some points on the board over the next couple of games and start moving up the table.
And finally, do you have a message at all for the new supporters that may not sort of know you, and sort of what comes to you from yourself?
Well, hopefully the older ones can tell them a bit about me. Obviously, I work hard. Obviously, that's the main thing. And hopefully, I can, obviously, over the years I've been away, the full-time training I've had with my experience now, hope to bring that to the game. Well, obviously we've got a young squad here, so hopefully I can help them along the way and obviously get some results.
Sam, welcome back.
Cheers, thank you.
Neil, today we welcome back Sam Woods to the club. You must be delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've obviously been released from Eastleigh. He'd come up and it was a no-brainer. You know, he's a local boy. Obviously got an affiliation with the club after, you know, we've been in a couple of promotions and cup winning teams. And so it was good to get him in for that bit of experience as well. And we're delighted to get across the line.
Is this a sign you've been looking at for a while? I know you obviously knows so many people around the club and he lives in the town, so is this one you've been looking at for a while?
Yeah, it was, you know, come up a couple of times last season as well. Obviously he then signed for Eastleigh, but he's someone we've kept an eye on and just needing that bit of experience in that position down that left hand side, just hopefully gives us a little bit more balance. So hopefully he can come in, do what we know he can do and get off to a flyer.
He trained with the boys for the first time today. Is fitness going to be an issue with him at all?
He's kept himself fit, you know, match sharpness is also a little bit different from any sort of fitness, so we'll see, but what he does, he reads the game well as well, so he can pace himself. But no, there's no problem in that scenario. I'm just really delighted to get him on board and can't wait for Saturday.
As you say, a big sort of bank holiday for us. Can the Bromley fans expect to see him over those two games?
Yeah, they can. You know, he's, as I said, he's trained today, really fit and well. And whether we play Saturday or Monday, you know, we'll have some part to play over the bank holiday weekend. You know, two games very close to each other. And we'll see how he is tomorrow and we'll take it from there.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
Great news to welcome Sam Wood back to Hayes Lane there. Sam Wood aside, it's been another busy week at the football club. We had the pleasure of welcoming the Chartwell Cancer Trust down this week as well, didn't we, Matt?
We did indeed, yeah. Neil made the great gesture of welcoming Chartwell to a first-team training session. As I'm sure a lot of you will remember, Neil himself, Scott Brown and David Cook from the club did a 10K run for Chartwell just a few weeks ago, and it's a charity that the club is very much involved with and one that is very close to our hearts.
Wembley as well, they led out the teams.
No. Absolutely, and what a great day out for them that was. And they've been our match day mascots quite a few times, so a lot of you listeners may have seen them before. So I had a meeting with Michelle from Chartwell Cancer Trust a few weeks back, and we brainstormed some things that we would like to do this year, lots of exciting things. And like I say, Neil made a great gesture of welcoming them down to a training session, and from the video that James Tanner, you very kindly put together and filmed for us, it really looks like they had a great time. Penalty shootouts, some brilliant strikes, a shocking goalkeeping though.
Poor goalkeeping, absolutely. But yeah, no, the main important thing was the children had a great time, and that was absolutely true. They had a great time there.
And it's great to see the players really engaging with the children, absolutely, isn't it? High fives all round, especially Alan Dunn, and it knows one of the kids really well, Louis, actually. And he obviously
Sam Woods, that some people may have spotted in
funnily enough, we just spotted that.
Before
we announced his So it was a great gesture from everybody. And very well received by Chartwell, so really happy to facilitate that.
So back to the football, a busy bank holiday weekend ahead, starting with Wrexham away, Matt.
Yes, we avoided them in the Cups last season, so just played the traditional two league fixtures, one home, one away. And that started with the away fixture, which was quite early on, again, actually. I believe it was in September when we travelled to the Racecourse Stadium. And that day, we were 0-0, we were ordered a penalty. And unfortunately, Frankie Raymond's spot kick was saved. And Wrexham went on to win that one 2-0, thanks to two goals from Tumba Masanka. And in the return game, we went down to 10 men in the first half. Roger Johnson was sent off. I think from memory it was a straight red card. And Wrexham went 1-0 up quite early in the second half. We managed to pull it back and grind out a draw against all the odds in the second half. I think it was a Brandon Hanlon penalty that got us the point in that one. So plenty of entertaining ties against Wrexham in the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And here at Ravens Weekly, we don't pretend to be experts on the various clubs in this league. So
all
we enlist... exactly. So we enlist the help of staff or supporters at our upcoming opposition to give us a lowdown on their season. This week, I spoke to Tom Cross, who is part of the Wrexham media team. So over to Tom.
Hello, everyone at the Bromley podcast. My name is Tom Crofts from the Wrexham AFC media team. Firstly, I want to say thank you very much to the guys down at the Bromley podcast for having me on today, just to talk about Wrexham Football Club and where we're positioned at the moment ahead of our game on Saturday. So first things first really is to talk about the main thing, the change of manager. Previously we were managed by Dean Keats, who'd left to go to Walsall in League One. So we'd had Andy Davis take over until the end of the season. And then we appointed Sam Ricketts, the former Welsh international, Premier League player as well, played for Bolton for many seasons. And he'd just come from Wolves Academy as one of their managers down there. This is his first foray into the professional game in terms of management. So he was a person with a new outlook, but obviously he'd had a lot of experience under great managers. He spoke previously about how Kenny Jackett was a big influence on him, and that he went to other managers like Brendan Rodgers for advice on how to basically how to be a manager and how to deal with players. And so far so good, that's worked well for him. We've had an excellent start to the season. Pre-season we went away on a warm weather training camp and played away at the Estadio Algarve against Lulatano DC, which was an excellent showpiece for the fans, as well as a nice little holiday for myself and also for the team up here in the media. We've started the season excellently though. 4 wins and 1 draw, with only one goal being conceded. That was in our last game against Eastleigh. So we started off the season excellently with a win away at Dover, which is a place we've never won before. So that was a perfect start to the season, really. And then we drew 0-0 with Fylde, which was a very tough game. Obviously, you've got to keep the striker, that is Danny Rowe, quiet, and we did for 90 minutes. And then we've had 3 wins on the bounce. So the 3-0 at home against Boreham Wood, that was on television. The 2-0 away at Maidenhead on Tuesday night. And then obviously the 3-1 last Saturday against Eastleigh away. So far, we've been playing very, very well. 13 points from a possible 15, but that's nothing to dwell on. I think for Wrexham, obviously the goal is promotion. And I believe that Sam Ricketts has got his feet firmly grounded. We're not getting ourselves carried away or anything like that. So it'll be a very tough game against Bromley. We've always had very, very good games against yourselves. So hoping for an excellent game. But obviously from a biased point of view, I'm hoping that we can keep the 3 points. So all the best on Saturday. Obviously not too well. But if you're ever need to see any sort of post-match interviews or any of our podcasts, I will do a little plug for myself. That's Wrexham AFC on YouTube, also on our social media channels as well. So thank you very much to the guys at the Bromley podcast, and we will see you Saturday.
Big thanks to Tom there. Always great to get a lowdown on our opposition. After Wrexham, obviously we're going to be playing host to Hamilton and Waterlooville at Hayes Lane on Bank Holiday Monday, kick-off 3 p.m. Obviously newly promoted Hamilton, Matt.
Correct, they are indeed. And most of you listeners will remember Hamilton and Waterlooville's familiar opponents from the Conference South. Plenty of battles against them over
that?
The... Is that the team machine?
Gaffer would have called.
Oh dear, okay. Yes, as I was saying, Hamilton Waterlooville, correct you are, Jeff, won the league last year on goal difference. Actually, they finished level on points with Dartford, and that was on 86 points. They currently sit on the same points as us, which is 5, thanks to 1 win and 2 draws. They had a quite remarkable victory over Braintree Town away. They were actually, James, weren't they, 3-2 down until the 94th minute and ended up winning 4-3.
Brilliant.
2 goals in 2 minutes of injury time. One of them was a penalty, I believe, as well. So can't get much more crazy than that. They've also got draws against AFC Fylde and Boreham Wood at home this season. They've been involved in another goal fest as well, a 4-3 away defeat to Dover. So we're expecting quite an attacking opponent, I think, Monday.
Yeah, saying that, it's probably going to be a 0-0 draw now in our luck.
Yeah, that's it.
But hopefully get a really good crowd.
No score ball.
Hopefully get a good crowd down at Hayes Lane. As usual, you can purchase your tickets in advance for that game. Go to www.bromleyfc.co.uk to save on the gate prices.
Okay, on last week's episode of the official Bromley FC podcast, we asked supporters to submit their favourite goals, best goals. The criteria is sort of quite wide with regards to whether it was technically the best goal or whether it was the best goal for a story, for a celebration. And ahead of that, we thought we'd ask some of our own players what their best goals were.
Absolutely. So
not only
we managed
their best
to...
goals, best goals they've seen.
I think there was a bit of confusion over that. Some of them thought it had to be the best goal that they scored. So on that note, we managed to catch up with Frankie Sutherland, Ben May, Jack Holland and George Porter.
My favourite goal would probably be Louis Dennis's at home to Gateshead in the first leg of the semi-finals for the trophy. To cut inside on his weaker foot, top corner, was pretty special, and the importance of it, which obviously helped us get to Wembley.
The six goals against Leyton Orient were excellent. The whole occasion against a club like Orient were great, very good night for the club. But best goal for technique, skill and definitely occasion was Louis Dennis against Gateshead at home. The way he chopped in and put it in the top left corner with his left foot. As I say, really good technique, great skill, and put us into the final at Wembley. Yep, there it is. Louis Dennis for me.
I've just parked up my car in the car park before the Gateshead match, and Jack Holland's about to tell me his favourite or most memorable Bromley goal. Jack?
There's two. One of them is Louis Dennis against Gateshead at home, and the second one is Jordan Higgs away at Eastleigh, and that one was just from 25, 30 yards out, and he just banged it top corner. So they're my two.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jack.
My favourite goal would have to be from Workington last year. I would have normally typically gone with Louis Dennis. His equaliser against Gateshead in the semi-final might have been equaliser, might have been a curling effort with his left foot, but I am going with Jack Holland's equaliser at Workington because of the importance of it and what it started. Just one of them games where nothing was going for us, nothing going for any team, and we needed something from nowhere, and thankfully Jack got that head to the corner and scored the goal, which set us off on the road to Wembley. I know we had previously beaten Harkey Whitney prior to that game, but that goal continued the road and stopped it from coming to an abrupt and very short end. Have a good week, guys. Loving the podcast. Keep it up.
Hiya, boys. So the best Bromley goal that I've seen live would probably have to be Jordan Higgs. Jordan Higgs' goal against Eastleigh 2 years ago. I just remember him hitting the ball from the edge of the box, really, and it just flying into the back of the net. We were 2-0 down. I think we were 2-0 down, and it was a consolation goal, but it was just such a good strike. I think it was from about 30 yards, and he's just hit it, and it's just rose into the top corner. And I just remember everyone in the ground really just applauding it, and just... because it was such a good strike, but it was a shame that we lost that game. But no, since I've been here at Bromley, that's probably the best goal that I've seen live. So, yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. The podcasts are really good. Been listening every week.
Big thanks to Frankie Sutherland, Ben May, Jack Holland, David Gregory and George Porter there. Big thank you for the nice words as well. Obviously, we've had plenty of fans send in their favourite goals, both on Twitter, Facebook and via email. I think we're going to run through some of the Twitter now.
Yeah, we're going to start with Mikey Mike, or Mike Head on Twitter. His best goal is scotting at Harrow, a replica of that George Best one in the USA, beating six players in the box, and more recently Stone versus Staynestown and Waldron versus Bath, and of course Louis Dennis, so he's not only gone for one there.
Colin Head has gone for Sam Wood's goal at Ramsgate on Good Friday 2007. He says, we'd just gone one down in the second half and he scored a solo goal out of the top draw to equalise. We won 3-1 on the way to promotion.
Blimey. James Dodd, favourite goal as a fan has to be Brandon Hanlon's opener at Gateshead, which eventually took us to Wembley. Never, ever, ever celebrated a goal that much.
GJ has gone for Nick McDonnell in the playoff semi-final. What's against AFC Wimbledon. Absolute carnage at the benches end. Limbs all over the place. Will stay with me forever. Thank you, Graham.
Just on that note, Sam Wood, only because Sam Wood's back. Sam Wood, if you ever watch a video back of that goal, Sam Wood absolutely irons out the defender. And I promise you, the defender clears it out for a throw and Sam Wood irons him out. Before the defender's even got a chance to get up, get back in position, we take the throw early. Sam Wood takes the touch, gets cross in there, and then Nick McDonnell heads it in. It was brilliant. Best night.
Great stuff there. Lloyd Chambers, his favourite goal was Frank Cole's 45-yard daisy cutter to beat Dulwich after being 2-0 down, or Richard Cherry's missed pen slash headed winner from a kick in at Sutton.
Kick in, wow, that's going back, isn't it? Lovely use of the hashtag Romans Weekly. That's it. Matt over on Twitter, best goal Louis Dennis Boxing Day a couple of seasons ago versus Sutton. 90-minute
unbelievable
winner.
Scene.
Yeah, that was a great shot. Yeah.
Dave Roberts is next, and he says that his favourite goal was the scrappy own goal at Gateshead in the FA Trophy semi-final. Unforgettable. I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely. Ben Stark, best goal I've seen was Ali Fusini's goal on the last day of the season against Aldershot. Another great strike there.
PD Everington, Super Nick McDonald's sweet strike in the Ryman Premier Playoff final 2007. That was left foot, wasn't it, as well? He didn't score too many with his left foot. Inspired technique, and what a lineup. Yeah, look at that team. Walker, Bowery, Wood, Duku, Caddy, Watts, Adeniyi, Osborne, McCleary and Nick McDonnell. That team planted the seed for where the club is today.
Dylan over with another very popular one on Twitter. Louis Dennis against Gateshead last season in the snow.
Jake Cooper, Adam Mecky penalty versus Sutton. Not the best goal, just my favourite. Probably some good celebrations in that one.
Steve Agree over on Twitter. I've seen a few over the years. Crackers from Dean Wordsworth, Nick McDonnell, Adrian Stone, but got to be Louis Dennis against Barrow. What a strike that was.
Unbelievable.
And Rob Drew over on Twitter says Ronnie Murrock versus Windsor and Eton in the 1987-88 season. Crowd calling him on as a sub. He came on and banged in the winner. They don't make him like that anymore.
And rounding off the fans' contribution today, Craig Palmer. 1st of May 2007, Ryman Premier Playoff semi-final. My first Bromley match will never forget. Nick McDonald's headed goal. 1-0 against the rivals AFC Wimbledon. Fantastic stuff there.
Fantastic number of responses there from everybody. Thank you very much for getting involved and taking part. Really appreciate it. I suppose we should probably head round to our goals, best goals. I think James going to start with you.
Yeah, my one, I don't think many people have gone with this one, but for me it's just one of those ones where the celebrations were just brilliant. It was actually away at Eastbourne Borough in our promotion season, Jack Holland, where he just knocks the ball past a couple of the players, absolutely kills him dead, and then passes it past the goalkeeper into the goal. His celebration was brilliant. In the video, if you look back, he comes right up to us all, you know, absolutely buzzing. It's just one of those ones that sticks in your memory. I can remember it so well. That's my favourite goal.
Oh, absolutely. That was a brilliant one. I remember that clear as day. Mine, another one that most people might not remember, Bradley Goldberg away to Dover in a 2-0 win in the 2013-14 season. I think it was Ashley Nichols got a tackle in and played a looped ball forwards, and Brad just sort of run onto it at an angle. The keeper's come out and he sort of lobbed him. Defender's on the line and can't get enough to it. And the celebrations, like we were speaking about, Jeff, a minute ago.
That was brilliant.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? And you can hear Ron Coombs as well, Coombsy, in the video.
Running down the front, because you're sort of stuck at the back a bit at the Crabble, and you come running down the barriers. I promise you, I remember we were all running over to the left-hand side. I'm sure it's that game. And I remember having to jump over a supporter.
Someone fell over, that's it, yeah.
Someone fell over, and we were jumping over. Yeah. I think we remember jumping over the top. He came over to the fans, great big hug, brilliant.
All the players, all the fans together, it was great, wasn't it?
I don't know, for my best goal, I can't narrow it down. While I'm sitting here, a couple have come into my head. I say a couple, two, three or four. Dove one, yes, fantastic, brilliant. There's a couple of semi-pitch incursion ones. Almost accident. One, Bishop Stortford away. I think this might have been under Hayden's era. I think it was a last minute equaliser or winner in FA Cup tie. I can't even remember the player who scored it. All I remember is we had the video was cut because I believe some Bromley fans may have made their way onto the onto the playing surface. Also Whitehawk away, I think we were 1-0 down. Who was in goal?
Joe Welsh.
We saved it. The penalty, and then Brad has got two, and I can't remember. The second was the best of the lot, like a half volley edge of the box. Yeah. I can't remember if it was the first or second goal, but behind the goal, they had like this little net thing, and everybody just surged forward.
I was on the pitch,
and I was holding onto the pitch perimeter, like as you're going over onto the pitch, and rolling right back, probably under George and Billy, Mangotsfield away. Just a brilliant day all round. FA Cup, we drew 1-0 at home on the 1-0 or 0-0 at home on the Saturday, I think. And we had a disallowed goal right at the end, and I think it was for a foul on the keeper or something like that. And we had the Tuesday game. I can't remember what year 10 or year 11 at school. Bunked off school after lunch. Got the train up to Bristol Temple Meads. Missed the first 5 minutes of the game. Absolutely chucked it down with rain. 0-0. And we were packed under this little stand behind the goal. And it must have been 85th minute. I think it was a corner into the box. And it was was really short, really. They only really got as far as a 6-yard box. Not really any height on it. Yet somehow, Adrian Stone, I think it was, managed to get his head on it and it flicked and it sort of looped over everybody. It was like, watched it going in slow-mo. I just remember everybody surging down to the front, hugging people I didn't really know, and Wade Fulana, I think it was, came over at the end, and I think, who was it? Was it? I think it might have been... I'm going on a bit here, sorry. But there's one of fan, and everyone's come bundling over. Wade Fulana's come over, and he's like swinging his arms to come round. And I think he's knocked someone's glasses off and broken. Absolutely. That was fantastic. I've waffled on a bit there. What's next?
Well, now we need to think of a question to ask for next week, don't we?
Oh, of course, yes. Who's James? You're coming up with this week's one, aren't you?
I think we'll go for best away day you've had with Bromley. I think that'll be quite a good one. You'll definitely get a bit of variation there. So yeah.
Oh, I know mine already.
Best away day you've had with Bromley. absolutely everything from travelling to who you travelled with to the game itself. Away day, favourite away day this week.
Fantastic. And how do they get in touch, Matt?
They can get in touch the usual manner, emailing podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk or tweeting us @BromleyFC with the hashtag RavensWeekly.
Right, that about rounds it up for this week's episode. A big thank you to everybody who's taken part, tuned in, downloaded and listened. A big thanks, as always, to James.
Thank you.
And Matt.
Thanks very much.
Brilliant. And Cookie, not really being missed, is he?
No, not bothered,
fantastic.
Really.
Don't forget, we'll have live commentary of the game with Wrexham tomorrow from around 2:45, I guess. And don't forget, tonight, if you're listening in on Friday, the development squad have got their opening game at Hayes Lane. I believe kickoff is...
8 o'clock,
and admission is free. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.